Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Our summer memory series continues, where we chat to some well-known faces to reminisce about summer days gone by. And actor and comedian Pat Short is with me in studio today. Pat, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm great. Yeah. Flying.
Are you a summer person? Do you enjoy the summer?
I am. I suppose I am, because, you see, the nature of our work is it's winter work, really. You know, theatre is September onwards, October.
Oh, really?
Once the evenings go dark, people love going out in theatre. Once the evenings are bright, they all like the barbecue and go out and go to the beach.
True.
So we tend to do film work and that kind of work in the summertime. But I tend to take, if I'm not doing any movies or theatre or film right now, I tend to take a good chunk off.
Yeah.
I love me mum.
You're like a teacher.
I come from a teacher's family. My dad was a primary school headmaster.
Oh, really? Right.
I come from a large family. Half of them are teachers. So, yeah, I wish I was. June, July and August. That's
I know, yeah. It's not bad for sure. Tell us your first summer memory, Pat. Bring us back.
I think I'm my first ever. You see, I'm of that generation as we didn't go on holidays. You know?
Yeah.
I remember actually when I was very young, the start of the package holiday, and fellas coming down the street at all hours of the evening, half langers with big sombreros on their heads and stuff coming back from Spain. It must have been the 70s. And it was kind of that start of when people started going. But there was too many of us in it. It was 11, 12 of us and me dad. So we used to go out to the river, out the road, Drish River outside Turles. And so did half the town. And it was great crack out there. When I look at it now, I love me fishing. So I went down there a while back to fish it, and couldn't believe how small a stream it almost is. You know, to us, that was the summer holidays. People bring out towels, picnics, there'd be radios, little transistor radios, listen to the match, that kind of stuff. And it was a great buzz. And I lived in Castleconnell in County Limerick for a long time. And funny enough, that was the lovely thing about there as well. My kids used to go down to the river during the summertime.
In your early days, Pat, were you born and reared in Tipperary?
Yes, Turles,
Tipperary. Yeah, always in Tipperary
until I moved away.
Moved away.
I was about 18 or 19 down to Limerick, yeah. I don't ever remember going on a holiday with the family for the summer. It just wasn't a done thing.
Yeah, it was different times.
It was different times. But that was our thing, was to go out there and spend it. We'd all cycle out or walk out. It's only 2 miles outside the town. And just spend the day in the river. It was amazing.
Your best summer holiday, now looking back.
I was thinking, I'm not a great holiday person. I don't really go away.
Yeah.
I love spending time in Ireland.
You were staycationing before it was a thing.
Oh, God, yeah, I love it. I love Ireland. I hate flights and going away and doing all that kind of thing. It's, you know, and the heat kills me as well when I'm away.
Right. But you're the classic Irishman.
I think so. But I do remember going away with my wife. We were not long married, about a year maybe, and we went across Italy on trains for about 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And that was a little bit special. We kind of, we'd know we're booked, and it was before internet and all that. So we had the traveller's guidebook?
And great.
We'd look up a B&B, and then I'd make the call the night before with the dodgy Italian. A matrimonio or something like that was the name for a double room, you know?
Yeah.
And we go through the whole thing. So, it was great. It was great fun. It was amazing. But we did that awful thing of arriving in what was the city and not in Tuscany. I can't think of it now in a while. We've been going great, about two weeks plodding along, flying it great, arrive on, we'd like do maybe 2 days in a place, we'd pick a place, go to pizza, go somewhere else, go to Venice, and then we landed in this city and we got so excited, we headed off down to town. Bottle of wine, dinner. Where exactly was it? All the bags, passports, everything left in the B&B.
No
idea where it was. I remember years ago, some Italians rang up the Jerry Ryan show and they had done the exact same thing in Dublin and were asked. We left a whole lot. So I went into an English bookstore looking for the guidebook because I thought I'd get the address, did everything. Ended up going back into the train station, getting a taxi and did it 3 times. And on the third time, the taxi stopped at the lights of where we were staying.
No
now,
way.
It was only a doorway. It wasn't a hotel.
Yeah.
Like we were staying in these We were literally backpackers, you know, heading around. And I spotted the door and we jumped out of the taxi. And thanks be to Jesus.
Everything was there.
Yeah.
You got it all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were fine.
You were blessed, weren't you?
But I tell you, from that day on, I carried a card. And I remember people saying at the time, I kept my mouth shut when Jerry Irish said, God, what a sort of an idiot would land in a place and go out the door and forget to bring a card. So, but we'd been on the road for about 2 weeks, so it was easy done. But I kept my mouth shut when that Jerry Irish was.
Yeah, you're dead right. Bring us back to the early days, maybe more your kind of teenage era, Pat, in Tipperary. Did you have a summer job?
I did.
Yeah.
I did, yeah. We all had summer jobs, as much as us could get them, wherever it was. My one tended to be in the local hotel, washing pots, or one of the worst summer jobs ever I had. And the ballroom chairs had to be wire brushed and hand painted.
God. Yeah. So,
and then you'd be finished doing that, you'd have to do the bottles after the nightclub. And you put your hands and put the bottles in crates to be collected.
Yeah, just to be collected.
Inevitably, you would be reefed because there was no gloves or anything in those days. No health and safety kind of thing. And bottles would be ripping your hands apart. So at the end of the summer, my hands were in ribbons.
That is a tough,
They were tough jobs. I can't remember what age I was, like 12 or 13.
At that time?
14, yeah.
Your best summer job then?
Best summer job? Like, I had another job in a hotel washing pots and it was just a great crew, great crack. It was in Limerick. I think the best summer job was I went to London when I was 15, worked in a laundry. And it was just, I remember looking at my own son when he's 15, he's much older now, thinking, geez, I wouldn't let him off the town on his own.
Yeah, let alone go to London.
I worked in a laundry and it was Self-Aid, or Live Aid was that summer. And I remember being down in Leicester Square watching Live Aid in a pub. At 15, having a pint.
You never get away with it,
TV. No, it was different times. I wouldn't recommend it, but just it was a cultural thing. I remember the very first day I started in the job, and it was a massive laundry. When I say a laundry, we used to be sent out in the trucks as well to Wimbledon and places like that because we did all the sheets for all the tablecloths and all that kind of stuff.
For hotels and restaurants, was it?
Or the Wimbledon tennis competition.
Oh,
and stuff
okay.
Like that. We did it for hotels, sheets.
Yeah, everywhere.
Truckloads. I think it was one of the biggest laundries in Europe. It was a huge, right, in Streatham in London. But the very first day I started the job, I heard these accents coming out of the canteen. I thought, Jesus, there's a crowd of lads from Upper Church in there.
No way.
They were all Jamaican. But they had a similar Tipperary accent to the Upper Church fellas. That's how innocent I was.
Oh, that's brilliant. You loved London then, did you?
I did, yeah. But you're lucky. It was very exciting for a young boy. You know, the music, the culture. And you were working, so you were working with people and it was a different kind of vibe, you know what I mean? And going out and, and just the pubs, the music, the crack and the clothes, the markets, all that kind of stuff. It was
something
amazing.
Different. Yeah. Did you ever go to the Gaeltacht?
No.
No.
Never.
And you're,
I was the last.
Oh, you were the last of 11, were you? Yeah.
No, I wasn't the last of 11. I was the last of the money ran out for the Gaeltacht. I think the brother older than me was the last fella to go.